Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Okay, it's we're still trying to get Bob Bly on the show, on the line. We're having a little technical difficulty. Not sure if it's the weather or not, but you and I are going to continue to march because I want to talk to you about the role of social media, I should say, the social media perspective for you as the CEO of your company, not the general manager, not the person who has to manage the business every day in the trenches, but the CEO, the chief executive officer. And as you know, for some time now, a couple of 3 years, I've really been focusing on helping you understand your role as the chief executive officer of your company. In fact, my column this week in my newsletter, in my syndicated column, is about that. It's a two-part series. If you subscribe to my newsletter this week, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll get the first article, and you'll get the next one next week. So what I'm doing is I'm focusing more and more on helping you understand that if your business is going to be around long-term, if you're going to survive, if you're going to have not just success, but sustainable success, year after year after year, then you're going to have to attribute some time and some resources to becoming the CEO of your company. And so what I want to do now is I want to talk about how you have to think about social media as the CEO of your company. Because this is it's a different perspective. As the general manager of your business, when it comes to social media, you have to execute it. You have to measure it. You have to execute it and put it out there and then measure it and make adjustments, etc. That's what the general manager does. But the CEO says, okay, what do we need to know about? So what does my organization need to know about social media? Where should we be? What are the platforms that we need to be thinking about? Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, the video channels, YouTube, Vimeo, etc. Blogging, should we be blogging? The CEO, but when the CEO looks at those, all that, they're looking at it from the standpoint of what is this doing to move the company down the road to where we're sustainable a year from now, 5 years from now. That's what the role of the what the CEO thinks about when he or she thinks about social media. And so that means that the CEO has to say, okay, what resources does that, do I believe that this is what we need to be doing? And hopefully you'll come to the conclusion that it is, because it is, but you have to reconcile that yourself. You have to get to the point where you believe in this. Or at least let me say this, you believe in how it should look for you. Social media is not one size fits all. And everybody can put their own wrinkle on social media, for their own special sauce on social media. But how is social media going to serve you and the long-term plans of your company? You have to get to that point. And then you have to say, okay, what resources do I need? What resources will we need? Do I need to get training for my existing people? Do I need to hire someone in-house to do this? Do I need to engage a marketing firm, a social media firm? What's the best way for my customers to be connected to us through social media? How much will they allow me to have someone do this for me, for my company? And how much of it do they want to see coming from inside the company, from directly from an employee, directly from me, the owner, etc. So these are things that, the CEO's perspective is not execution. The CEO's perspective from when it comes to social media is from the standpoint of, okay, what's this? What is social media? What does it mean to us? What is it going to mean to us down the road? How will it help us? What do I need to do to get comfortable with it? What does my team need to do to be able to execute, to use, execute, and benefit from social media? And what resources, what capital, how much time, what is my reasonable expectation of performance? When will this start? When should I be able to expect some kind of a return? Will it take 6 months or a year or 3 years? These are all things that the CEO needs to be thinking about. So what I'd like to encourage you to do, if because the polling that we've done shows that most small businesses still aren't, still even if they're doing social media, they're not sure why they're doing it. They're not seeing that much of a benefit. Some are, many are, but the majority, I think, are probably not. And so I think what you should, if you're in that category, you know, add the social media element to your where are we going part of your CEO task. When you allocate time, when you go to wherever you go, however much time, whatever Saturday you take off to just spend thinking about being the CEO, include social media as one of your perspectives, as part of the big picture, part of the where are we going big picture, and think about that. And this will include talking to other people, other CEOs, not other general managers, but other CEOs, people who are thinking about social media as part of the big picture. And it includes reading about these things. It includes reading articles at that level, at the high level of social media. And when you get that perspective, then now you have an understanding of what this is going to do for you. And it will help you to help your people to understand why you have this commitment, the commitment to social media as part of your marketing strategy, as part of your business execution strategy over the next several years. It's almost 9 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back. So keep it up. Quench my desire.
And I'll be at your side forevermore. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.